VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Algeria's state news agency reports that President Abdelaziz Bouteflika has resigned. The announcement came shortly after the defense ministry called on the long-term leaders to step down immediately, saying, quote, there is no more time to waste. It followed 6 weeks of nationwide protests calling for a change in government. On Monday, the president's office capitulated to the growing protests by announcing Bouteflika would step down by the end of his fourth term on April 28th. Algeria is scheduled to hold a presidential election on April 18th. Officials in Afghanistan say a military-led counteroffensive has evicted the Taliban from a strategically important district in northeastern Badakhshan province, inflicting heavy casualties on retreating insurgents. An Interior Ministry spokesman said in a tweet that the clearance operation in the district ended Tuesday, killing at least 14 insurgents and injuring several others. Britain's parliament is still struggling to come up with an exit plan from the European Union. The Prime Minister Theresa May says she'll seek a further delay to Brexit to allow more time for parliament to pass a deal on the terms of its withdrawal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Parliament is set to consider this week legislation that would require Prime Minister Theresa May to seek to extend the Brexit process beyond April 12, preventing a no-deal departure. Now, opposition lawmaker Yvette Cooper, one of the bill's sponsors, says we are in a really dangerous situation with a serious and growing risk of no deal in 10 days' time. Cooper adds, if the government won't act urgently, then Parliament must step in. The EU has given Britain until April 12 to come up with a Brexit plan or leave the bloc, but lawmakers have rejected the government's withdrawal agreement and a range of alternatives.
This is VOA News. 2 weeks after Cyclone Idai slammed into southern Africa, some towns remain all but inaccessible because roads and bridges have been washed away. Correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports for VOA.
Malawi's appeal is for aid targeting 162,000 households in areas west hit by Cyclone Idai's flooding waters. Official figures show the cyclone killed 60 people, injured more than 600, and displaced hundreds of thousands, many to temporary camps. Malawi's Department of Disaster Management says the country needs about $43 million for cyclone relief, but Malawi authorities say they have secured half of that amount.
President Trump on Tuesday offered mixed signals as to whether he plans to close the U.S. southern border with Mexico to try to stop a surge of undocumented migrants trying to seek asylum in the United States. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The president had said he could close the southern border as soon as this week. The White House now indicates that's not going to happen, but closure remains an option, insists Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, unless Democrats help do something to control surging numbers of immigrants.
We're at a breaking point, and they have left the president absolutely no choice.
Delays are mounting at entry points. Sanders says the White House is studying the effects of a border closure on security and commerce. I'm Warren Levinson.
A Democratic-controlled congressional committee on Tuesday subpoenaed a former White House security clearance chief to answer questions about a whistleblower's claims that senior Trump administration officials granted security clearances to at least 25 people that government reviewers had rejected for an array of concerns. The House Oversight and Reform Committee approved the subpoena to Carl Klein on a party-line vote of 22-15 after the committee's top Republican, Congressman Jim Jordan, protested. He called the investigation a partisan attack and an excuse to go fishing through personnel files of White House officials. But Democrats, led by the committee's chairman, Congressman Elijah Cummings, moved ahead with the investigation based on claims made by Tricia Newbold, an 18-year-long government security clearance official under both Republican and Democratic presidents. Klein was her boss at the White House before taking a position at the Defense Department. Newbold told investigators last month that senior Trump administration officials often overruled concerns by career employee clearance reviewers. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.